Well, good Monday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Detheridge at the King's Theater in Brooklyn. On Saturday, John Prine celebrated the one-year anniversary of his beloved latest album, Tree of Forgiveness, in front of a sold-out crowd. Well, it's been quite the year for the 72-year-old Midwest troubadour, quite a career renaissance and well-deserved. In September, he was named Artist of the Year at the Americana Awards, and on the eve of the Grammys, he was honored with an all-star tribute show, and in June, he's going to be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. The lung cancer survivor performed a career-spanning set, including 6 O'Clock News, Angel from Montgomery, Sam Stone, and Lake Marie, along with new favorites like the understated heartbreaker Summer's End. Beautiful song, and he ended it with Paradise, which it's a family kind of song. His family joined him on stage to help him sing. Over the Rhine, the husband and wife folk duo named after a neighborhood in their native Cincinnati, Ohio, have announced their self-curated Nowhere Else Festival, which takes place on their farm just outside of Cincy, May 24th through the 26th. Artists on the bill, James McMurtry, John Paul White, ex of the Civil Wars, Birds of Chicago, and Lee Nash of Sixpence None the Richer. Remember them? Linford Detweiler and Karen Berquist say that after spending 30 years on the road with Over the Rhine, the festival, which is now in its fourth year, is a good way to get people to come to them. So this weekend I revisited a Rolling Stones album, so this quote that I just saw from Nick Cave kind of resonates with me right now. Quote, go to your record collection and mind erase those who have led questionable lives and see how much of it remains, end quote. A provocative statement there from Nick, who is starting to weigh in on the current state of rock, which is undergoing at the very least a self-reflective moment in the wake of the Me Too era. But that quote is not quite as cut and dry as it seems. The Grinder Man and Bad Seeds frontman says, a questioning of morality in rock and roll might be a good thing for the genre, that to have what he calls sanctimonious and pious figures policing music and quote-unquote murdering creativity could eventually give musicians something to strike out against and wake rock and roll out of its safe corporate-sounding nostalgic funk. Nick Cave, a bit of a provocateur himself, so it makes sense. Ramones singer Joey Ramone passed away on this day in music history, April 15, 2001. The Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith, was born on this day, as was Dave Edmunds of Rockpile and Black Keys drummer Patrick Carney. And that's a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Detheridge. Rock on.